Books on Tape presents The Deepest Cut by Diane Emley, read by Carrington McDuffie. They were separate people with separate destinies. Why should they seek to each lay violent hand of claim on the other? D.H. Lawrence, The Rainbow. Chapter 1. Montaña de Oro State Park, Central California Coast, 8 years ago. This was his chance to get it right. He was nervous, but confident. This was good. No, great. Perfect. A fresh start. A new day. The first time had been a bloody mess. Of course, it counted. It had been everything, which was part of the problem. He'd been careless. He wouldn't do that again, because he'd learned that killing is never as easy as you hope, but it's so worth taking the time and trouble to do it with style. Practice makes perfect. Here he was, and here she was. Take two. Looking up at California State Park Ranger Marilou Feathers, he let a smile tickle his lips and said, "Where there's smoke, there's fire." He pulled one corner of his mouth higher than the other, crafting what was intended to be a rakish grin. She'd know that he knew it was a corny old saying, and that would show his mastery of the situation. While he was at it, he arched an eyebrow, aiming to look clever, disarming, maybe even handsome. He was rewarded. She smiled. She was flirting with him. In no mood, Feathers smirked. It was Christmas Eve, and this clown was about to make her late to dinner at her parents' house with her brother and his family.